This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We begin Friday with the breaking news. They still don't know who won in Iowa. There you go. That's all you need to know. The Democrats can't count, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we know. Breaking news.
Saying that even when they don't like the outcome of their own politics, they drag their feet and try to stop the process. It's not just when they hate Republican stuff. When they hate their own stuff, they do it.
I saw the head of the Democratic Party in Iowa saying, this was on Monday afternoon. We have this new app, and we have...
How's that working out for you?
We close the doors at 7. We let people chit-chat, and then we announce a winner. We probably will know by 9 o'clock who the winners are.
They're still chit-chatting. It's Iowa, you know.
That was Monday, and they still don't know. And you want to be our president? And you want to be the majority
party? Yeah, let's get the keys to the country. What could go wrong?
You want to run our health care and you can't count votes in an election? It's just, you can't make it up.
It's breaking news.
You can't make it up. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can't make it up. I mean, if you would script it, you would say, what a horrible week it is. A horrible week. Here's some more breaking news. Ready for this? I have this it hasn't been all that well reported, so it did happen earlier in the week, but can you do the breaking news again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mitt Romney has spoke about his religion and prayer in explaining his reasoning for voting to convict Donald Trump on one article of impeachment. Do we think this is a... do those two go together? He said anyone... here's the quote from Romney. Does anyone seriously believe that I would consent to these consequences other than from an inescapable conviction that my oath before God demanded of me?
Don, what do you think?
He's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the president didn't think much yesterday. We have the clip from the president. I forget if this was the prayer breakfast or the White House event yesterday. Both of which were pretty extraordinary. We talked about the prayer breakfast a little bit. The other one happened after we went off the air yesterday. But I really detect something I've never heard before from the president in this clip. Listen.
Say hello to the people of Utah and tell them I'm sorry about Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. Okay?
Oh, that is funny, although it's not the clip that I was setting up. I was setting up the one you played earlier. The one about where his voice is breaking, where he is. You can sense some real emotion in the president. I don't blame him for doing what he's doing there, but I think he has a larger issue with Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi and others that sort of politicize their faith. Do you know what I mean? Listen to what he's saying.
Nothing.
Well, he's a little heartfelt about this, so it takes a little time for him to actually start talking.
Give me a second here. Yep.
He's thinking about what he wants to say, Todd.
That includes Barron. That includes Barron. He's up there as a young boy. Stand up, honey. Ivanka, thank you, honey. Come.
was a very emotional moment. You heard the end, and he's talking about Barron, his son, and he's talking about his wife and his daughter. They come up and hug him, but it started with him talking about how tough it's been on his family and about some things that he doesn't like, you know, about, and he didn't say Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi, but he did. And he said this both at the prayer breakfast and at the White House yesterday. You just let me know when that's ready, Kev. We can play it whenever. Let me tell you also that today on the program, we are going to talk with Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have a lot of ground to cover with him, including some things that have happened outside of the whole impeachment fiasco, but obviously he cast his vote since we've last spoke, so good chance for you to talk to him about that and also a little bit of where we go from here. But also, there were some hearings this week in environmental and public works that were very, very big for North Dakota. And, the USDA is issuing its third round of payments on the MFP side. China announcing they were lowering, tariffs. And, I also want to ask Senator Cramer about some of the opposition to the president through this impeachment process and not, I mean, I think we start with Mitt Romney because he's the one Republican that voted no. The president, in the clip you're going to hear, didn't think much of the way he invoked his faith in that clip that I read you. And I'm going to ask Senator Cramer about that, too. Also, at the bottom of the hour, this hour, we're going to talk about the anti-bullying campaign called Hashtag Big Bad Bully. Hashtag Big Bad Bully. We have Sharon and Rudy Swanepoel that are here, and they've started a nationwide effort there in North Dakota this week, so we're going to find out what that's all about, an issue that touches a lot of families. It's a challenging situation right now, so we'll deal with that. First-time callers, go to the front of the line. Hey, we started something here on First-Timer Friday, and it's really taken off and been delightful the last couple of weeks to talk to a whole host of new folks, so we'll ask you to be brave again, and if you're a first-time caller, let Daniel know when you call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And if you're a first-time caller, let them know your name, let them know where you're calling from, and we will put you to the front of the line. And you can chat here on the program. We also will give you a free MyPillow. Yes, it's true. A free MyPillow. Can hardly wait. So stay tuned for that on the program. Okay, here's that clip that I wanted you to listen to and hear. Just see what you hear that is different here.
As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on.
President of the United States, yesterday. Do you detect anything different in that?
Just as, you know, I never see the guy hurt. But it was almost like this kind of hit him. Like, this is, who deserves this, you know?
Yeah, you don't, in my mind, very often see an emotion emotion in the sense of my voice is going to crack and this is hard on me. You see an emotion, and I'm mad, you know, so he's not afraid to show some emotions, but I thought that was, I don't recall hearing the president's voice crack like that. And who could blame him? We know from what Senator Cramer has told us and others that, you know, the most difficult thing of this part of this whole ordeal has been his family and seeing them go through this. And just imagine, you're falsely accused and have been for 3 years. There's a special prosecutor, there's an impeachment process, and none of it's true. What did you think of his line about, I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong? Do you think Nancy Pelosi knows what she's doing is wrong? Or do you think she's so convicted in her twisted ways that she just convinces herself
that's
she's
like
right?
The God card. If I use God, then suddenly what I'm saying is correct and what anybody else is opposing is wrong. But it's just cheap. It really is.
Sad deal. It is it's a sad deal, but feels to me like a turning point, folks. Remember the conversation we had yesterday with Steve Bannon when he said his biggest worry was that people would sit on their shovels, that it wasn't enough to listen to the show and actually, you know, just be comforted that somebody else thinks like they do, but rather to take action and do something. Don't lean on your shovel. That's what he said. Very interesting.
And I agree. 1,000%. All right. Get out.
Ready to get to the phones here. Wanda and Chris, you are first to go. Your calls welcome throughout the day. Any and all. Of course, Senator Kevin Cramer, we suggest you get in early because those phone calls stack up. We'll take your emails, too. Text, too, 701-367-2054. More after this.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Superfeed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Superfeed Round Baler.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com is a great resource. You can dream a little there. I always suggest you call and get the catalog, too, because the catalog, you know, you just want to dream a little. You want to have that on your desk or your nightstand or whatever. Check that out. It's a great catalog, 877-700-4099. Some big land auctions in February. that include Oliver County for 640 acres, Lemoore County, an online auction February 18th for 314. Billings County, 160 acres coming up. Stark and Billings, 320 acres. Here's an auction Tuesday, Feb 18. Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,485 acres. Nelson County for 1,100 in North Dakota. Polk County, Minnesota, 156. Foster County, North Dakota, 320. This is all February. Stutzman County in North Dakota. Kidder County. So check them all out, pipers.com. Machinery auctions are adding up as well. 877-700-4099. Wanda. Where's Wanda? West Fargo? First-time caller, Wanda. We welcome you to the program. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Glad to have you call today.
Well, I'm glad to listen to your show every day. I enjoy it so much, and I enjoy the local. I enjoy the national. You're very good at your job.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
I feel like we're at a turning point, too, finally. And I did have a question that I wanted to present to Kevin Cramer as far as the Obama holdover situation. I just keep wondering why. I keep wondering why we can't clean house and get our own staff in there for President Trump. And, you know, when I watched the impeachment going on, I thought, you know, we have all these people wandering around that aren't office holders. And what are they doing? What is their significance? And can we make sure that we have supportive people for President Trump?
That's a really, really good question. Now, what she means by an Obama holdover, folks, is that someone that worked for the government during the Obama administration that stayed in the White House after. Now, there are civil service employees and there are, you know, presidential appointees. Presidential appointees normally go right away and the spots are filled automatically. Some others don't. Different positions don't. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is the guy who was testifying in the impeachment process, worked for President Trump, and was a Obama holdover, okay? And he and the whistleblower, another Obama holdover, are bosom buddies. And, you know, the whistleblower was actually overheard telling another NSC staffer early in the Trump administration, we're going to take him down, we're going to impeach the guy. So that doesn't happen if Wanda gets her way and these holdovers are gone. But why don't they go? Why don't they go? I think there'll be a more aggressive purge of that, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to it, because that's why, to me, you serve at the pleasure of the president. If he doesn't want you there, you're gone.
Right. Exactly.
You're going to hear, mark my word, you're going to hear in the next few weeks here, well, here's a headline to give you an example. This is right out of the Daily Mail. Donald Trump begins impeachment revenge, pushing Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman out of White House after war hero testified against him in Democratic investigation. First of all, his service is great. If he's truly a war hero, fantastic. I don't know enough to say whether he is or whether he isn't. This headline says he is. I'll take the headline at its word. That's great. If Mr. War Hero, who served this country well, now decides that he wants to be a political animal in the White House, don't ask me to cry for you when you get fired, when you get pushed out, because you should. You know, I mean, don't use your quote-unquote, you know, military status to insulate you from the scrutiny that any other employee would get in that position. That's why you don't mess around with Obama holdovers, right, Wanda?
Right. I just think that, you know, this is just silly. It's silly that we would have to put up with his people this many years later.
No, that's a good point. Even Comey. I mean, look at Comey. You know, the president decides to keep him around. He's a bad cop. I think that's the best description of him ever. And
I mean, I admire Trump for respecting, you know, what was there. But then when you find out that they are going to stab you in the back, you should have the right to get rid of clean house and have your own supportive staff there.
All right. appreciate that very much. And I am going to ask Senator Kramer very early in our conversation, so stay tuned. Did Daniel get your telephone number, your email address?
I think he did, yes.
Okay, great. So now we've got a free MyPillow for you. Okay, so just we'll contact you and tell you about the getting your
prize. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks for listening. Call again, okay, Wanda?
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Chris is on the road. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Two comments, one question for Kramer. First off, is anybody really surprised about the Iowa caucus? It's a typical Democratic approach to a problem. They make it worse. No surprise there. Secondly, anybody that hasn't seen Trump's speech yesterday on the acquittal, I suggest they watch it. I want to consider that Trump raw. That was a whole side of Trump I've never got to see before. I think we got to experience Donald Trump, the person, the father, the husband, the friend. I highly recommend watching it. Like I said, it was a whole other side of him that I've never seen before. And could you please ask Kevin Kramer when he's on about the FEC quorum? I had called a couple months back about it. I know he's been busy, but I was just wondering if he had a chance to look at it.
That was the SEC quorum, Securities FEC. And Exchange Commission.
The Federal Election Commission.
Okay,
for
FEC.
The campaign
right.
violation.
Got it.
Yes.
Yep. And the quorum issue there. I will ask him about it. I'm adding that to my list. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What Chris is talking about, I think, is best demonstrated right here. Listen to this.
I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit. Not purposely, but I've done things wrong. But this is what the end result is.
This is after his wife and daughter came up and gave him a hug in the middle of that and had his son stand up and listen to this applause. Listen to that, folks.
Holding up the Washington Post that says acquitted.
And then...
We could take that home, honey. Maybe we'll frame it. It's the only good headline I've ever had in the Washington Post.
Maybe I'll frame it. It's the only good headline, yeah. Exactly right. Oh, my gosh. So, I think that the turning point in that regard is, and we talked a little bit about this morning. The turning point is that level of humility from the president and that raw exposure from his critics. Wow. Jason, get you in here quick before the break. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Are you there, Jason?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I guess I just wondering if you guys have ever talked about the things that Trump has not done right, or is it all about what Trump does right? Because he's done a few things wrong, and you guys never seem to hit him point.
Well, you're on right now. Tell me what you think is the worst.
Well, I don't know if there's any that are worse, or...
Well, hang on a second. More after this one.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 3 days of counting, 100% of the Iowa caucus results are finally in. Senator Bernie Sanders declares victory.
When 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
The results show Pete Buttigieg a fraction of a percent ahead of Sanders. Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg says it's time to move on.
Senator Sanders clearly had a great night, too, and I congratulate him and his supporters. We're in New Hampshire now. We got to look ahead.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency. Heavy rain and extreme flooding continue to plague the Southeast. So far, at least 4 people have been killed by the storms. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ask for many favors for our listeners, but I'm going to ask you a favor because I know this is not that tough. Number one, it's not something that you can't really, if you just spend a minute, two at the most, three if you have to, thinking about it, you'll come up with something. And that is, there's somebody around you that demonstrates the be the buffalo spirit every single day by running into the storm. There is, and you probably should recognize it and thank them anyway, because it's pretty special, whether it's the local cop, in the communities that might be lucky enough to have a cop, maybe the sheriff's deputies that protect your community, might be highway patrol. You see them in an accident scene, you think about the danger they're taking on doing that, or pulling over somebody from, Timbuktu, and you have no idea what they have behind them. I mean, all of that. That's the Be the Buffalo Spirit. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum love the Be the Buffalo Spirit of North Dakotans, and they have it as well. Their team has it. They built a company on it. They're one of the top producers in oil and gas in North Dakota because they have it. Great place to work for that very reason, but they want to celebrate other North Dakotans in other communities. Would you do me this favor? Tell me about somebody you know so we can properly say, hey, that's fantastic. That's the best way. We'll do the thank you for you. Just let us know. Text me anytime, 701-367-2054. Call the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. All right, before I introduce our guests, I am perplexed. Kevin, Todd, Where did that caller go that was going to tell us?
I know. I really wanted to hear what he had to say.
What the president has done. Yeah, what he's done wrong.
Wasn't it Daniel? Was that his name? What was his name?
Oh, it was Jason.
Jason. So Jason, and what?
Call back, Jason.
Here's what Jason's premise was. You guys talk a lot about what Trump does right. Do you ever consider talking about what Trump does wrong? And so my question to him is, give me an example where he's done something wrong that you think is maybe the lowest hanging fruit, for lack of a better term, of the bad Trump. What is it? Let us know. So we can talk about it. And he didn't have anything in particular, so I said, hang on, so we can just talk about it on this other side. But he hung up. Jason, call back, and let's have a conversation about it. You obviously don't like Trump. That's fine, by the way. That's 100% fine. We have no problem with people calling that agree or disagree with Trump or whatever, disagree with something we've said. That's fine. Call in. I quite enjoy it, honestly. I really do. Just because it's a little more interesting to talk to people that you disagree with and consider their argument and hope they'll hear yours. And, I like it. First time callers are going to the front of the line today, too. So make it easy for you. Give you a free MyPillow when you call. 800 888-228-0550. Let me just answer him, though. Why don't you guys do more of the negative than the positive? There is a boatload of people who get up every day and hate Trump and talk about how horrible he is and terrible and everything he's done is awful and everything else. I don't think we need one more media voice doing that. We exist because we give our listeners a platform to counter that stuff. That's why we're here. We're here to provide a release valve because every newspaper you open up, every television news story you watch is filled with all kinds of derogatory stuff about the president. Meanwhile, the good stuff, today's jobs report, the unemployment rate, the acceleration in wages, I'll just give you today, are diminished in favor of the negative everywhere else. So that's why we do what we do. That doesn't mean you can't call. That doesn't mean I haven't said, gosh, I wish he'd do that just a little bit differently. But I don't see anywhere near the horrible, awful, terrible Trump that the media and the Democrats portray. So that's why we do it. Hope that answers your question, but I'd love it if you'd call back and give us your favorite example so we can talk a little bit about that. I want to switch gears for a moment here. Senator Kevin Cramer, next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Giving Hearts Day and an important cause before this hour is out. But I want to talk about bullying. And if you have a question about this, if you have an experience with this, please call 800-228-0550. First-time callers, front of the line with a free MyPillow. Sharon and Rudy Swanepoel have an anti-bullying campaign that they have kicked off called Hashtag Big Bad Bully. Okay? And they're in North Dakota this week. I don't know about you. I've not seen a lot of good solutions out there for bullying. I know it when I see it. I shudder at the stories you hear from school about it. You know, it's challenging for schools and counselors and teachers to deal with it. It seems to me to be another example of the crisis of the heart that we have in this country that rears its head in many ugly ways. But I love it when people are taking on the issue and doing something about it. Sharon, Rudy, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, thank you.
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you folks here. Tell us what brought you to North Dakota, first of all.
Well, we have dear friends, Fred and Joyce Evans and Denise and Gordon Bai, and we are visiting them here in North Dakota, and we are very excited to be able to launch this Hashtag Big Bad Bully program in schools here in North Dakota.
I am dying to hear a little bit about this. First of all, I detect just a little bit of an accent. Sharon, you are a children's author, a cultural influencer, and are you from like Montana or something? What's the accent? Help me understand it.
Well, Scott, I can safely say that I am African American. I hail all the way from South Africa, where I was born and raised, and I've been living in the United States of America, the best nation in the world, for the past 24 years. Rudy and I, we are both South Africans and proud citizens of America from 2004. And we just love this country, and we really have hearts to see the hearts and the lives of the children here in America really transformed, and to address this bullying problem by bringing an anti-bullying solution to the children here in North Dakota, as well as the nation.
They have been visiting schools up in the Montreal County area while connecting with principals and administrators and planning this regional campaign this fall, in which every child will receive a free copy of the book, Hashtag Big Bad Bully. There's a book, and that has been made possible by the generosity of some like-minded friends and residents of Montreal County. Is great, but I'm glad you're going to the schools. You know what is amazing to me? The stat from stopbullying.gov, about 50% of students in schools have witnessed or experiencing bullying in the last 30 days. Witnessed or experienced bullying in the last 30 days. So this is everywhere, every day. So what are we not doing right? What is your curriculum? What is your book? What is your effort do to take this on that hasn't been done before?
Scott, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is a heart issue. And bullying is a learned behavior. Kids see the example at home, on the television, and if it's a learned behavior, then it can be unlearned as well. And to have a sweetheart and to treat all good, that is our slogan. It is the acronym for hashtag. You know, cyberbullying is a big problem. And so kids are tagging kids with, you know, bad tags, calling them bad names. And we can reverse this and just teach the kids to, you know, be like-minded in treating others the way they want to be treated, with respect and being responsible for their actions. And, you know, find resourceful ways to be able to make others feel good around them and not just, you know, bring forth a firestorm of putting people down.
The suicide.
Go ahead. Yes, suicide is on the rise. You know, I just read this morning a thing on North Dakota. There's 14% of children have attempted suicide, and it's just unacceptable. And if we can change the behavior when they're really young, you know, small bullies become big bullies. And if we can change that to where they have a sweetheart and treat all good, treat others the way you want to be treated and with respect and be responsible and honor, you know, I think that would make a real difference in the lives of children everywhere.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about suicide because the statistics are alarming. Just had some new stats come out from West Fargo. We had a student success forum for parents this week on this very issue, and you've got, you know, numbers like 2 in 10 thinking about committing suicide, and 1 in 10 making a plan for it, attempting it. I mean, it's real, it's here, and a lot of it derives from bullying. What are the schools not doing well enough on this? Are they restrained in some way? Are they not able to say what you guys say in the book? What's holding us back here?
Well, Scott, I've been talking to some of the schools, and they were saying sometimes it's hard to evaluate, you know, what is bullying. And so stopbullying.gov has come out with a whole list of criteria, even in the back of our little children's book, you know, depicting what it is. But schools are saying that they've got to wait until the third time that somebody bullies somebody else to deem it, you know, a bullying event. And then we've got a lot of kids that are bystanders, you know, that they just stand by and see what's happening, but they don't speak up. So you have the bullier, you have the bullied, and then you have the bystander. And I think if we can encourage kids that are the bystanders to speak up and to be upstanders, not just bystanders, but upstanders, and can stand up for these bullies, that's how we change the culture. Because if others stand up, the statistics are that those bullies will back down when they see others are standing up for those being bullied. Because it's easy, you know, to just be silent. And I think a very wise man once said, you know, that evil prevails when those that do good just be quiet, you know. So we need to be upstanders.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And be good examples as well, and have these conversations. The most encouraging thing in your book is talking about the fact that this is learned behavior, but they can unlearn it, right? I mean, they can, give them the tools, give them the right path. You can show them that the errors of their way. I hope folks get this book. By the way, they have a website, #bully.us. They're on Facebook at #BigBadBully as well. And, of course, the #BigBadBully book is something that could change this. Move these numbers in the other direction. A delight to have you in North Dakota. I'm so glad that the Evanses and the Vise brought you here, and we look forward to talking again. Sharon, thank you so much. Dr. Rudy, thank you. God bless you both.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. There are a small handful. Well, actually, since they're large enough, it's more than a handful. Of 2019, still on closeout 2020s. Many with 0% financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. And, of course, your warranty is for a lifetime on those new Buicks, GMCs, and most of the late model used cars, too. Get all the details at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
My buddy Daryl Lee from the Farm Bureau texts me. He says, get ready for the calls that you support a bully in Trump. Guess what the next text was? the very next text.
What?
Ask your guests if they would consider Donald Trump a bully. Which I'm not going to ask the guests about that. We're talking about school kids, some serious in a political argument of the president being a bully. I don't think the president's a bully, though. I look forward to a conversation about bullying again in more details, but I would argue that one of the responses to bullying would be the Trump card, and that is to not take it, right?
Yep.
To be back in their face, to say, whoa, wait a minute. The president's a counterpuncher.
Right.
He doesn't punch first. Now, you're not going to hear any pastor saying President Trump's right to counterpunch. You know, he's taking that on as the appropriate response, but it's politics, folks. It's vicious. These people are out to destroy him. So don't play that game. Don't equate bullying in school and kids to the president responding to the vile left-wing hatred that is directed to him every single day. Another first-time caller, and then we're going to tell you about a great Giving Hearts Day recipient, worthy of your hard-earned dollars because they do such good work day in and day out. Andy in Western Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Andy. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling in to comment on the Jason call. You know, the whole theory that Trump can do no wrong thing, you listen to your show, Scott, you listen to Rush, you listen to Hannity, that's all it is Trump can do no wrong. But in all honesty, he's working his tail off to produce an economy that does the best, that works best for the people, and I say he's been doing that.
And there's plenty of people out there, if you are interested in hearing what you think Trump is doing wrong, that you could listen to, right? I mean, it's 90-10 negative in the media versus those of us that say, well, look at the, let's see, he said he'd get the economy growing. Guess what he did? He said he'd lower taxes. Guess what he did? You know, look what we're doing that hasn't been done in foreign policy for a long, long time, kicking the can down the road in North Korea and other places. I agree with you. I mean, and I don't think we take the approach Trump does no wrong. Trump does no wrong. We say he did this, he did that, he did that, he did that, and it's working. And if you disagree, you call. So it's a good point, Andy. And we will have a My Pillow waiting for you. We'll give you a call after the show and give you more details about that. First time callers, a free My Pillow today. It's our Friday reward on the program. Jerry Leach is here, and Jerry is the director of Jail Chaplains. They have a special announcement today for us, and a way for you to help them on Giving Hearts Day when your dollars are multiplied. Jerry, how are you?
I am fabulous this morning, Scott. How about you?
Wonderful. We appreciate the ministry of jail chaplains. It's pretty obvious what they do. They're in jails, but they're also helping after these people are out of jails and transitions and you know, helping to melt hearts. And there's some very hard, very stone-cold hearts out there, especially if someone's gotten to the point of being in prison. And you know what? I love the work the jail chaplains do to say, hey, it's time for a fresh start. Let's go to work.
Amen.
So we love the work.
We all need somebody to believe in us, right?
Exactly right. And you have kind of a bold goal right now. Tell us a little bit about this announcement you have.
Well, you know, Jail Chaplains has been blessed by some generous donors of the ministry. We have a $100,000 match for Giving Hearts Day. So that's unprecedented. Nearly twice what we have ever had in the past. And so this has motivated Sheriff Johnner to make a generous offer. He's willing to get a heart design shaved into his hair when we use that whole match and reach $200,000 in donations on Giving Hearts Day.
Well, there you go. So if Todd Mitchell's done it, Sheriff Yonner's willing to do it. So I think it's time to step up and make that big, bad, tough sheriff look like he's a lovable fuzzball with a heart in his hair. Wouldn't that be nice? So he says you get to that 100, which triggers the 100, so it's 200,000 in donations, and he'll do it.
Yes.
And that's the sheriff.
We put a little tickler out on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's going like wacko. People are like, hey, I'll pay to do that.
Wacko's the next step above viral. So that's why it's out there big time. And if somebody's hungry and they're in the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, vicinity, you also have a sweet treat idea on Giving Hearts Day. Tell me about that.
Actually, it's pre-Giving Hearts Day. We're doing that on Tuesday. We have a partnership with Sandy's Donuts. For every one dozen red velvet cake donuts sold that day, Sandy's will donate $5 to the jail chaplain. And what's really cool, if you order two dozen or more, we have jail chaplain volunteers that will do the delivery complimentary. And so that's always a really fun day. We typically deliver about 300 dozen donuts all across Fargo, Moorhead. On that day. So we'd love to have you order.
They're going
to
be saying something like, I got to make the donuts on the 10th and 11th next week because, my gosh, that's a lot of donuts. $5 for the jail chaplains free delivery on two dozen or more, and that's for every dozen. The Red Velvet Donuts. $5 goes to Jail Chaplains, and you get great donuts from Sandy's Donuts. That's fabulous. Jerry, thanks so much. Jail Chaplains, remember them on Giving Hearts Day and before, folks.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.